Hello and welcome to my podcast, Jumpstart into Evangelism. My name is Siegfried Tomaszewski and I'm an evangelist. In today's episode, Success and Disappointment, I want to share some of my own life experiences so that you can learn from our past experiences. I want to start with a story that I experienced with my family many years back. It's one of my favorite stories, not because I love stories, but because it shows some of the principles of evangelism. And you will be amazed what this story has to do with evangelism. But wait and hear. When our children were small, we loved to travel to the mountains. And one day we decided to go to a place where they are training wild birds, eagles, vultures, falcons. It was on the top of a mountain. There was kind of ranger station, an amphitheater-like place where people were invited to come and sit and watch how they were training and doing a show with the birds of prey. Now, we approached that little village, passed through the village, and just outside of the village, before we went up the mountain, to my astonishment, I saw an eagle walking on the road, just beside the road. And I slowed down, I pulled down the window, my kids were hanging out of the window, and they asked me, "Dad, what's wrong with the bird? Why is it walking? I mean, a mighty eagle, why is he walking?" I said, "Well, I really don't know. Either he's stupid or he is sick." That moment, their little sheep came, and the ranger got out and took the eagle and put him on the back of his pickup. I shouted, I said, "Sir, what's wrong with the eagle?" He said, "Well, are you coming up to the show?" I said, "Yes." He said, "Well, wait, I'll explain it to you." So we followed that sheep up the mountain and we went inside that amphitheater. It was actually an open place, but you had to pay some fee. And we sat in the first row. We wanted to know what's going on. There were several poles, and on those poles there were the birds sitting where they made the shows. And then the trainer, or the kind of ranger, he took that eagle on his arm, on his he had a glove, a leather glove. He went to the edge of that mountain, hundreds of feet down, and he took the eagle and he went something like 1, 2, and 3, and he threw that eagle out. That eagle started spreading its wings. It soared once, twice, and suddenly we saw the eagle flapping his wings, flapping the wings more and more, and he came down and landed just in front of us at the edge and holding himself or itself on the grass. The ranger quickly ran to the edge and grabbed him by his feet and put him up on the pole. We said, "What happened?" He said, just wait, be patient, wait a minute." He was looking at the eagle's feathers. He has some feathers on his back, how they moved. And suddenly he said, "Okay, now let's try again." He took the eagle again from the pole. The same thing again. He went to the edge and 1, 2, 3, threw the eagle out. Again, same picture. The eagle spread its wings. He soared, and suddenly it seemed like wind was coming under his wings, and he went up higher, higher, higher until he got out of our sight. Then the ranger turned around and he told us what had happened. He said, "The weight of the eagle is so much that without wind, only by flipping his wings, he cannot hold himself long in the air. He gets tired. He's not like a little sparrow that goes brrrr. He has large wings and a heavy weight, so he needs wind under his wings. It's the so-called thermals, the warm uprising winds that take him up to the highest places." And then he said, now when he goes out, he senses with his feathers where there is the wind. And then he spreads his wings and he soars in the uprising thermals, the warm winds, higher and higher. But if he gets out of those thermals, he has to flap his wings to keep himself in the air. If he manages to get back into the thermals, he again can fly without flapping his wings. Now, that was a story that preached to my own life. I said, the thermals are the Holy Spirit, the warm, uprising wind. And we all are like eagles. If we spread our wings by faith and we allow the Holy Spirit to be under our wings, he will carry us higher and higher without being weary or tired. But, you know, sometimes we see something over there. Oh, this seems more interesting to what I'm called to do. Or, oh, that's more, that seems more successful. So let me try this. Or, oh, this is something very special. I would like to do that. And we go our own direction. And before we know, we have been outside of the thermals of the Holy Spirit. We have been outside of a kind of area where the Holy Spirit wants us to be and guide and lead and carry. And then we realize, it's getting heavy out there. We start flapping our wings. We try doing it with our own strength. And I tell you, you can do it a short time, but then you get tired and you get more tired, you get weary, and then you will go down like the eagle that we found, faith down on his on the road. And I pray today that if you are weary, if you are tired, if you have failed, spread your wings. Ask the Holy Spirit to come under your wings again, to lift you up, to carry you up, and stay in the area, in the realm, stay in the way, in the path of the Holy Spirit, and he will lead you and he will guide you. Now, my subject today is success and failure. Well, I already said it. One way how to fail is to go our own ways. If there is something that we believe, oh, this is tempting, that's nice, I would like to do that, but it's outside of my calling, you can do it, but you will have to work hard. You will get weary, you will get tired, and you will not, at the end, have spiritual success. Now, about success, you know, people think if they are rich, they are successful. If they have an event where many people are coming, they have success. I tell you, rich and people, they are a blessing, but has nothing to do with success. Let me read you one scripture here quickly from John 15, where it says that he is the vine and we are the branches. You know, many times we know that. And we said, you are the vine and we are the branches. We are connected to you. But then over time, it seems to be like we turn it around. We think we are the vine and the Holy Spirit is a branch. We think, you know, like in modern times today, digital world, he is kind of an app. You know, we download him when we need him, and if we don't need him, then he's just on silence or in a sleep mode. No, the Holy Spirit is not an app. The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity of God, and he wants to be active in our life. He wants us to be connected to him, not the other way around. We must be planted and rooted in him. As the scripture here says, he is the vine and we are the branches, and if we are connected, the life stream flows from him through us, and that really makes us successful in all we do. Let me quickly read something else here. I believe you know that scripture, but I want to home in on a very special sentence. Here it says in Acts 5:29 to 39, where Peter and the other apostles replied, "We must obey God rather than human beings. The God of our ancestors raised Jesus from the dead, whom you killed by hanging him on the cross," and so on. Here Peter explained the gospel to those theologians at that time. Now, here it comes. "Then suddenly he was killed, all his followers were dispersed, and it all came to nothing. After him, Judas the Galilean appeared in the days of the census and led a band of people in revolt. He too was killed, and all his followers were scattered." Now that does not look like success. "Therefore, in the present case, I advise you." This is what Gamaliel says, who was kind of helping Peter. Now here, listen what he says. "Leave these men alone. Let them go. For if their purpose or activity is of human origin, it will fail. But if it's from God, you will not be able to stop these men. You will only find yourselves fighting against God." Now, in my own words, if we are doing our own thing in human power, we will fail. But if we are working with the power of God, if we are doing God's will, nothing and nobody can come against us, because they are then actually not fighting against you or me, they are fighting against God. Luke 22, "Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift all of you as wheat, but I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail." I think one of the most important things is success is doing the will of God. It's not measured by the result. It's measured by our obedience. Now, I would very much like to share a couple of things that I personally experienced with my ministry and in our family. You know, when we were called to go to Dubai, people said, you know, that's 35 years ago. Imagine, it was a different time in the Middle East. Then people said, do you know what you are doing? You have four little children. The latest and the youngest was just a baby, a couple of months old. You are crazy. How can you do that? It's irresponsible. And even part of our families turned against us and said, if you are going, we are going, the kids from you, because this is irresponsible. But you know, if God speaks, you have to obey. Like, I think I mentioned that in another session already, when the wedding was running out of wine, and Jesus looked at it, and Mary came and she said, "You need to do something." He said, no, my time has not come. But Mary knew something. When the servants came and complained, there is no more wine, what did she say? She said, "Whatever he says, do it." And this is so important for us in our ministry. Success and failure is not depending on the result. It's depending on our obedience. If we are obedient, we will be spiritually successful no matter what. And then we see here, when we went to Dubai, you know, Shireen, our youngest, she got severely sick. And everybody turned against us and said, "You need to turn around. You need to come back. This is crazy what you are doing. Four children and a sick baby." And we prayed, and it was very clear. God will intervene. God will move. God will be active. And he healed her, and we stayed there. We ministered there, and we thank God for everything that he had done during that time. But let me go even further back. You know, I was in love with my wife, and I believe she was. We wanted to marry. We set the date. And then just before that, I lost my job. And my wife, she lost her job. We had about 2,000 savings. That would be equivalent to today, maybe $1,000 I had on a savings account. That was all we had. No job, no money. And we said, what are we going to do? Well, let's go on honeymoon after our wedding. Well, we only have $1,000. Well, you know, $1,000, you can't do much anyway. You know, some say it's too much to die and not enough to live. So might as well go and spend it on our honeymoon, because we never know whether we will have the opportunity again to go. So for a couple of days, we went to Tunisia, to Africa, and we had put everything into his hands. We said, Lord, we have no jobs, but you are the provider. Now you can say this is irresponsible, but it was not, because God spoke to us. He said, I will take care of you. I will take care. And he's taking care of you. So we went. After we returned, the very next day, I receive a phone call from a friend. He has a big company. And he said, yesterday, on Sunday, we had a guest here for coffee. And he is the owner of a greenhouse construction company. And he's looking for a technical engineer, kind of draftsman and construction engineering. I said, wow, that's interesting. He said, why don't you go there? I told him about you, and I believe he's looking for somebody. Long story short, I went there, and the next day I had a well-paid job. Now, what seemed to us as a disappointment, we have no job. In the background, God already had provided. Now, what we did not know, and that's the actual reason why I tell that story. We thought, okay, wonderful, we are successful, I have a new job. But behind that is a long-term planning of God. That company went bankrupt after 1.5 years. The owner ran away with $10-12 million, and the company went bankrupt. But the main customer, who was a Saudi Arabian sheikh, who had spent all that money and received nothing, he called me at home. I knew him only from one or two times seeing him in the office, but he must have known me. He called me and he offered me to take over that huge project on a contract base with more money. And he said, I have deposited an airline ticket for Amman, Jordan, on Monday. That was on a Friday, or I believe Saturday. On Monday, the flight is to Amman, where I want to meet you, if you are willing. We prayed and we knew God had provided already. I flew to Amman and I signed the contract, but I told him, I'm not signing the contract because it's a wonderful contract. I said, because I know God has a plan. But let me ask you, why did you choose me? You know little about me. You have been cheated. You lost a lot of money. He said, well, the only reason, we have been watching you the last 1.5 years, and we trust you. We trust you. You are a godly man. This is what the Saudi Arabian sheikh said. Again, I thought the company is bankrupt. That was on a Wednesday. On Saturday, I received the phone call with a long-term plan of God. Now, again, this was not the success. We thought, wonderful, we have a nice job. But I could go on and on how God, step by step, provided and prepared us for the ministry that we are in right now. Many times, our children got sick and we stood there and we prayed. We said, Lord, this is, you know, have we failed? What have we done wrong? But again and again, even there was no immediate cure, God has reached out and touched us and helped us. 1 Chronicles 12:18. There it says, success, success to you and success to those who help you, for your God will help you. I believe God will help you as he has helped me. He will be with you. So don't look out for success in terms of having positive results. Yes, you will have positive results, but the real success is to be obedient to the call of God. I pray that this little podcast has encouraged you to study the scripture, to pray, and to stay connected and be in the thermals of the Holy Spirit. Move with the Holy Spirit wherever he guides you. Whatever he says, do it. May God bless you. Amen.